We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Wake your ass up. The Breakfast Club is on.
Wake up!
The Breakfast Club, Envy, and Charlamagne, the voice of the culture.
You think I'm coming here when this ain't hot?
See, y'all different. Y'all the culture. It's different. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all know what y'all talking about.
This is probably becoming the most prominent form for hip-hop.
Being here next to all of you guys, it's really big.
Put it in perspective.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Wake up!
Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
DJ Envy, Charlamagne the God, it's OG Rob.
Good morning, OG Rob. What's happening, King?
Ain't nothing, man. Blessed to be here. You know what I'm saying? Life is good. How y'all brothers feeling this morning,
blessed,
man?
Black and highly favored, King.
Good, bro. You got some balls for us?
You already know, but listen, real quick, you already know. I just want to send y'all some positive energy, man, and big blessings moving forward with the show. I know y'all implementing a few new things and co-hosts and all that. Just want to let y'all know, man, I'm riding with y'all, man, you know?
Yes, sir.
So listen. It's bar time,
let's
man.
Go, bar time.
We got to do this the right way, man. Set this off, man. I say,
Freestyle Friday, yeah, let's go.
All right, you heard many styles before, but this is Brooklyn in its rare form, letting it be known what I'm here for. Too many wanna be MCs in that dope spot, time to eliminate, increasing my odds off every shot. I was born with it, true student, I keep a pen and pad, so when they hand check, they get crossed out, and I'm off the glass, gotta keep spitting in pulse. I feel a buzz coming, Kiss said I see you out here working, I ain't fronting, double back on them, to make sure that the job done, sitting on that next block waiting, outside the steakhouse, I call shots that made me a boss, watching them laid out. They say it's simple math till you do it and gotta figure it out. That's why I'm steady building so numbers secure the money route. I'm serious. It's not for play. Check out my melody. Each verse is like a body apiece for my third felony. Could put me behind a wall somewhere. Attica, Sing Sing, case closed, locking it down. Watch what this money bring. Fast style, all through my veins. I'm just what Brooklyn is. Cruising through your city is tour time like the Circle Line. In the zone, can't be stopped. Screaming, city is mine.
Ooh, I got some bars, OG.
Let's go, baby.
Feeling a little under weather because my coworker here, man, he doing me dirty. So I'm going to sing a little bit, all right?
Okay, let's go. I'm with you.
What do you do when your coworker's untrue?
What?
Do you cut the sucker off and find someone new? I need another coworker.
What?
In my life. Uh-huh. Let me do. Remember when you said you would die for me?
What's wrong with you, bro?
Charlamagne, it was just lies to me.
You got a problem.
Should have never said bye to me. Now you cry for me, like Jodeci.
That's why
like
Logan...
that, y'all. Charlamagne trapped from the back, y'all.
That's why your son think you gay, bro.
Black, nasty, and mad fat, y'all.
I am not black, nasty,
should have seen that hoe. Pack your bag, you out the dough.
Wow. So I guess it's my turn, huh?
Gotta go now.
I'm everlasting. I can go on for days and days with rhyme displays. We here on our last day. I can take a phrase that's rarely heard. Flip it like Envy flips birds. By birds, I mean penis. Yeah, I mean this penis.
What? Well, hey, well, you know how we do, man. Listen, man. Listen, the ciphers, man, it's classic. We're going to move the ciphers forward, man. Listen, man, I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all already know what it is. Y'all enjoy the vacation, man. Spend time with the family. It's always a blessing, man. And y'all catch me on that IG, OG Rob 300. And y'all enjoy, brothers.
All right, OG Rob.
Peace, OG Rob.
Hello, who's this?
Oh, this Mike, man.
Mike, man, what up? Get up your chest, Mike.
Man, I was mad about some stuff, man. But, really, man, it took me 5 years to get through on this joke, man.
You waited 5 years to tell us that?
No, I waited 5 years to talk to y'all, man. I've been calling for 5 years straight, man.
So what do you want to say?
Man, just shout out the boys at Rob Busters Incorporated, man. We on our way to work, man. Everybody be safe, man. Ain't even mad at nothing. Happy to be alive, man.
There you go, King. All right, just be happy to be here.
I appreciate it, man.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, my name's DeAndre.
DeAndre, what up? Get it off your chest.
Hi, DeAndre. We here. Peace, King. What's happening?
Hey, how you doing, Charlamagne? Guy, man, I can't believe I got a hold of y'all. How you doing, DJ Envy?
What's up, brother?
I just want to get off my chest. I commend all single mothers. I'm a single father. A 9-month-old baby. I'm sorry. I'm kind of nervous right now.
All good?
I'm at work right now, man. I just want to let y'all know I really appreciate all single mothers out there. And I know how it is to struggle with a baby. I got 3 kids myself, but I got 100% custody of my 9-month-old baby. And it's really, really hard right now, man. We just had a real bad car accident 2 weeks ago when we flipped our truck 4 times.
Wow.
And ever since, like, she's such a soldier, man. She didn't even move out of the car seat, though, but she's so good, man. But it's been a real struggle in life. Like, that accident got me behind on everything. And I know some people get on the radio and, like, don't be on Breakfast Club begging and stuff like that, but... You know, sometimes people just need real help. I'm at work right now, and I still need help.
You know, where you work at, brother?
I work at a place called Midwest Auto. It's a really nice place. We build Sprinter vans for celebrities, 50 Cent. Nipsey Hussle done got one from here before.
Really?
We based out of Florida?
Yeah. No, it's in Indiana, man. Elkhart.
Okay.
What is it? Is it affordable? I mean, you know, relatively affordable?
Well, for you it is, sure.
What is for you? Ain't no for you. You don't know what is going on over here.
Hey, I can't afford one, man, myself, but I'm pretty sure one of y'all can, man.
I don't know about that, sir. Don't assume that.
But, I wish the pay was as good as the vehicles was, man.
Well, give your Cash App out, man. Yeah, see if somebody feel like being Santa Claus this morning.
Man, my Cash App is Root of Evil 87.
Why is it Root of Evil, my brother? Lord have mercy.
I made that Cash App like 3 years ago, and it would not let me change it, man. It's so juvenile, man. I done grew up past that part of my life, man. You know what I'm saying?
How old are you now?
I'm 35 years old.
You grew up past that point in your life at 32, bro. Rudy Evil, okay? I don't like that. But Rudy Evil, 87.
Rudy Evil, and I got one question for you, brother. I know, you know, a lot of brothers in the court system saying it's very difficult to get, you know, full custody of a child, especially a baby. So,
with a background too, as well.
Yeah. So how did you go about doing that for all the brothers out there that's been fighting and trying?
Well, I don't know. I'm just in a better position. Me and my wife, we made an agreement or whatever. I was just in a better position. It was a better situation for my daughter.
Gotcha.
Hey, I got a question too, my brother. Can you and your friends build me a Sprinter van under the table for the low? Or that's not how that works.
That's not how it works.
Hey man, look, you can. Hey man, all you gotta do is hit me up on Instagram or something. I can make anything happen for you, Charlotte, man.
Oh,
not like that, man. Don't start that, man. I'm not in.
I ain't talking about that. I want a Sprinter. You see, y'all really think I'm on that type of time, don't you? I want a Sprinter, bro.
You hold on, pause.
What? Pause for what?
Thank you, brother.
Listen, man, don't believe the hype.
But you know what you need to do, brother. I'll talk to you outside, because if you know how to build those vans, a lot of times all it takes is a little bit of funding. And you know the biggest thing right now is those cargo vans that they're turning into those Mercedes Maybach vehicles.
That's exactly what they are. That's exactly what they are.
Because all they are is cargo vans that cost about $30,000, and it usually takes about $60,000 worth of work, and then they're charging $250,000. So that flip that your owner has is a lot of money. But, you know, we might be able to do something on the show.
Let's talk, my brother, because my daughter got cheerleading season coming up. And I need you.
No doubt, I'm serious,
man.
Hey, I can build a van and I can cook better.
Okay, enough said. Well, hold on the line. And his Cash App is Root of Evil 87?
Yes, sir.
Help the brother out if you can, whether it's some Pampers, some formula.
I just need a car for me and my daughter. I just need it. Everybody send me a dollar. I don't care. I'm humble. I'm grateful for whatever. I just need a car for me and my baby.
I'm sending you a little something, too, right now, man. Consider it a down payment on that Sprinter you and your people going to build for me on the low, for the low low.
Hold on, all right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much, man.
All right, man. Get it off your chest. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Power 105.1.
Our program today is brought to you by Peacock, presenting the new original limited series, The Best Man. The final chapters from the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday, and executive producer of Insecure. Stream the limited series now, only on Peacock.
The Breakfast Club. Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, indeed.
This is our first time here.
Finally.
Meg Thee Stallion.
Come on, give Meg some round of applause. That's right. God damn it. Get the energy right in here, God damn it.
AKA Sugar, AKA Tina Snow in the building.
Album is out right now. Now, let's start. For people that don't know, how did Meg Thee Stallion start out as a rapper? How did you get into this rap game?
So, my mom was a rapper. Mm-hmm. And, like, every day after school, and when she would get off work, I would see her in her room writing and stuff. And then she would be, like, going to the studio, and I'll be in the little waiting room. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure she thought I was in there doing, like, little kid stuff. But I'll be, like, listening at the door, like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah. And I really thought it was normal. I kind of low-key thought everybody mama was doing that. So,
everybody mama was rapping.
Yeah, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know, it was just normal. So I would eventually, like, start stealing her CDs with, like, all her instrumentals on there and, like, start sneaking and writing. And then she'll be, like, asking, like, have you seen my CDs? Like, and I'll be like, no. Mm-hmm. Like, and then, like, eventually when I graduated from high school, I was like, I can rap. And she was like, no, you can't. And I was like, yeah, I can. She was like, let me hear you. So I started rapping, and she was like, oh, my God. Like,
you can't rap.
Do you remember the first verse you spit for?
I really don't remember what I was saying, but I remember I rapped over, like, the I'm Different beat by 2 Chainz. Okay. And she was like, oh, shit. Like, so then ever since then, like, I don't think she still even took me seriously then. So I started going to the studio on my own. And so when she knew I was at the studio by myself and stuff, she was like, oh, hell no, I'm going to manage you. And we doing
this. She
probably
was raw, too.
I was exactly how I rap now. Like, I was talking probably a little more crazier back then.
She was like, and she said, you ain't living that life.
I was like, mama, don't be mad. I'm a curse, okay? And she was like, she was like, okay. I don't think she knew exactly how hard I was about to go. And she was like, I don't know where your mouth came from. And only thing my mama ever played for me was like, Pimp C, UGK.
Oh, yes, sir.
Like, my daddy only played 3-6 Mafia, so I'm like, I don't understand why y'all not figuring out why I'm talking like this. So
I read somewhere that Pimp C's wife wanted to, she had vocals for you that she wanted to give you. Did you ever do that?
I mean, I got the vocals. I got vocals from her and Juicy J. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I was working. I'm still working on my album. Like, I had to hurry up and put together an EP, like, of songs that I just really like that I recorded so far. But, like, stuff like that, I really like to take my time on because mm-hmm. I really look up to Pimp C. So, I really wanted to, I want to do the song right.
How long did it take for you to I don't want to say pop, but to actually pop? Because it seems like, on the outside world, it seems like it was fast. It seems like it was a little rumbling, and then it was gone.
I feel like I'm still getting there. Like, I don't feel like I'm just, like, I don't feel like I've popped.
How many,
like,
platinum singles you got already?
Three.
I mean.
No, you got the right attitude.
That's true,
they don't really count until you put out a debut album.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like I just got a lot more work to do. Like, I like to work. I like to hustle. I don't feel like nothing should just be given to me. Like, I really do want to work for it.
You think that sometimes people misjudge, like, looking from the outside with, you know, hot girl and all of that? Because I looked at it and we were trying to have this discussion on just being, like, somebody about your business as a woman that is independent, taking care of yourself. You go to school, TSU. Shout out to TSU.
Yeah, shout out to TSU.
Because they're so proud of you. But sometimes people think that means you just out here hoeing and thotting, and they think that's what it is.
Being a hot girl, you know, it really started off as me really just letting everybody know what type of summer I was about to have. Like, me just being unapologetic, me just doing what I want to do, not really caring about anybody else's opinion. Like, mm-hmm. me just being me, you know, just doing what we want to do as women. Like, we shouldn't be trying to fit into, like, a certain standard that people try to put us in, a certain box people try to put us in. You should just do what makes you happy. Now, when the boys got involved, it was like, oh, yeah, y'all on that hot girl y'all think y'all this? And then it turned into, like, a whole, like, battle.
Hot girl versus city boy.
Yeah, I was like, whoa. Y'all making this shit something. It wasn't.
Duval started that shit.
Yeah, well, they drug it. I was like, damn, like, hot girls, like, I was seeing. They was like, yeah, real hot girl. I was like,
that's not what it was.
I wondered, what did you do for the fall?
It's hot girl semester.
Oh, school. Went back to school.
Yeah, we went back to school.
And how we got more with Megan Thee Stallion when we come back? Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Meg Thee Stallion. Charlamagne?
Do you think this is a situation where a major company is poaching off the work that a 1501 did to help you get to this point?
No. Like, Roc Nation don't have nothing to do with the problems we was already going through.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. I don't like that, you know, people bring up Jay-Z, like, Jay-Z not worried about them. Like, you saying names that I feel like it's just, you're just trying to draw, like, attention to the situation. Like, facts are public. I don't have to lie. Why would I lie? Like, I feel like people want to bully me. Like, you don't have to gang up on me. Like, I didn't do nothing to y'all, so I really don't understand where it's coming from.
I think a lot of that came from, I think you said in Roc Nation looked at the contract and told you something.
So when I finally got real lawyers and, like, you know, people around me that knew what they were talking about, it was like, some things in my contract are just unconscionable in the state of Texas. So it's like, well, let's just fix the things that are wrong. So
so you don't want to be released, you just want to renegotiate.
I just wanted to renegotiate my contract.
Does it look like things are going to move toward that direction? Are you feeling like, do you feel like if you had a conversation...
I tried to have a conversation.
Because Carl said he hasn't heard from you since August. He's like, I haven't
heard
from him.
He heard from me before that. Like, we just don't have a relationship. So, it's not nothing that's brand new. It's not because of Roc Nation. We just already didn't have a relationship.
Maybe Carl was the money guy, but he wasn't the day-to-day guy. That's what it seems like.
I mean, like I said, like, I know what's being said is not true. Like, all that hundreds of thousands of dollars, like, people not even, you know, putting it out there. Like, we asked for... the proof, and you're not even giving us the proof of that.
I gotta go back and look at some of your old Instagram pictures.
Well, thank God we got an album out today.
Even my album. It's an EP.
So it's
an EP.
Who is Sugar now?
So Sugar is basically just like a girl who is going through it, but she getting through it. It's like me basically letting people know that I'm not perfect. I'm a human. I know I be fucking up, but I be trying. I be getting through it. You know what I'm saying? And I don't like the fact that everybody be trying to seem so perfect. Mm-hmm. Why do you want to be perfect? But obviously, people online, they just are all so amazing, and nothing's wrong with them, and they never been through shit in their life. So, I mean, that's more so what I'm talking about.
Isn't it whack though that you gotta learn that in real time? Like, you gotta that has to play out in front of the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As you learn those growing pains.
I mean, it's just all a part of being in the light. So I can't complain. I knew what I was getting into. So it's not nothing I'm upset about. It's just I'm just learning as I go. Now so when I bump my head, I just be like, okay,
f*** it. You and the baby make great records with each other.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Are y'all doing an album together? Is that a plan to do a full project?
I don't know if we're gonna do a full project, but I know we definitely got some music that's gonna come up and some other things I don't want to say yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the baby always says if he could do a collab album with somebody, it'd be you.
I love him. Like, I really think that'll be fire if we actually did it.
Mm-hmm.
What type of deal is Megan Thee Stallion looking for? Not necessarily in that situation, but just in general. At this point in your career, what would be fair to Megan Thee Stallion?
I just want it to be fair, and I want it to be, you know, good for everybody. Like, nothing is going to be perfect, but if we can both come to an agreement, like, you gotta give a little to get a little, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I understand that, so I just want everything to be fair.
Do you have a relationship with Jay Prince at all?
No.
So, have you ever met him?
In person, no.
Okay.
Growing up, did you look up to rap a lot in Jay Prince? You had to, right, in Houston?
Oh, Really? Like, I didn't. I was young, so I didn't really know anything about it.
Got you.
I'm sure you
I mean, if you
son,
knew Pimp
so.
C and all of them, though.
Like,
you,
right, I only knew the music. Like, I didn't know the backstory. I didn't know the background. I mean, you know, I'm from Houston. You know, you hear things, but it wasn't. I didn't think it was gonna be anything that I would ever have to deal with.
Right. Well, now let's take. Can we talk? Oh, I wanted to talk about the song.
Jay accused you of lying this morning on his Instagram. Said you're lying on him in court documents. What is that about?
Like, that's something that I definitely can't talk about. But I don't lie though.
Who helped you negotiate your original deal with 1501? I'm just saying.
Like an interrogation.
Yeah, I mean, all of this, I really would like to answer it.
Got you.
So hopefully, you know, next time I come, I will be able to talk about it. But right now, it's just in court, like, so I can't say a lot of stuff.
All right, it's Meg Thee Stallion. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, this jerk I work with is trying to tell people out there that Santa is not real.
Well, listen, here's the thing. PS321 in Brooklyn, they fired a substitute teacher because he told the students in the class that Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy is not real. Like, this is when, you know, lies go too far. Like, you're going to fire the man for telling the truth? I don't have a problem with, you know, you wanting to teach your kids this lie. You know what I mean? But don't fire the man because he told them the truth. What's the point?
Well,
and what are the benefits of telling your kids about Santa Claus?
I'm sure there's some parents out there that their kids believe in Santa and he just ruined their world. What grade was this again?
Sixth grade, I believe.
Yeah, I'm sure he just ruined their world. Now, do my kids believe in Santa? Yes, they do. Absolutely, positively. Well, what's the benefits? I love that kids look forward to something. They look forward to getting gifts, being good, making cookies, baking cookies as a family, decorating the tree, and all the things that come with Santa and Christmas. And also, for a lot of parents out there, this is a good way to make your kid act right. You know, around, I say, October, December, they start acting up. Oh, you want gifts from Santa? You better, you know how Santa always sees who's naughty and nice. Kids act straight immediately. I love it. I think it's fun.
Okay, check this out. Lil Chad and Lil Tyrone in class. Okay. Chad parents got more money than Lil Tyrone. Tyrone and Chad both write out their Christmas list to this Santa guy.
Correct.
All right. Chad gets everything he wants. Lil Tyrone don't get nothing but some socks. How do you explain to Lil Tyrone that Santa bought Lil Chad everything he wanted, but didn't bring you what you wanted, Tyrone?
Well, Tyrone good all year long.
See what I'm saying?
I'm just asking a question.
Yeah, exactly. That dumbness. That's the stupid. Like, how do you explain that Santa bought you what you wanted, but didn't bring this other little kid what he wanted?
Well, you know, Tyrone, Santa's helping a lot of kids that don't have this year. And since you're a good kid and you understand, he's helping those kids that might not understand, little Tyrone.
Little Tyrone, I'm one of those kids that ain't got nothing ever, okay? What if little Tyrone wrote on his list, Santa, I want you to get my daddy a job for Christmas, huh? Hey, Santa, I want you to help my mama through her chemo for Christmas. Oh, Santa grants all wishes, though. This all just, you always get, he's just the big fat Aladdin. He can do whatever he wants.
Well, for those situations, Lil Tyrone, you gotta ask God.
See what I'm saying? Who? God? Well, listen, ain't none of these coming through. Not God, not Santa. And now what Lil Tyrone do? He angry as hell. He mad as hell.
Well, I don't know what Lil Tyrone's
y'all gotta stop this.
Stop this. But my kids believe in Santa, and I love their face. I love the experience. Christmas Eve every year, we ring the doorbell. My kids run to the door. There's gifts outside. They think that Santa dropped off some gifts and coming back.
Are you going to make Caesar dress up in a Santa Claus outfit?
Shut up, man. I'm not messing with you. Let's go to the phone line. Hello, who's this?
This is Grant.
Hey, what's up, man? We're talking about the benefits of parents talking about Santa.
When my kids were very young, I allowed them to believe that Santa Claus was real. Yes, I went along with the story. And a true story is I believed that Santa Claus was real when I was young.
Me too.
But
why?
As my kids got older, I let them discover on their own that myth or that, you know, there was a purpose to that, which is, you know, to challenge reality, but not for me to destroy their dreams by...
There you go.
Their thing. Yep.
I agree with you. Thank you, bro. Hello, who's this?
This is Reggie.
Hey, we're talking about Santa, bro.
Yeah, I know that. But then you're sitting up there saying, don't teach your kids about Santa and Tooth Fairy. But do you teach your kids there's no God?
No, I don't teach my kids there's no God.
Yeah, I mean, you're wrong.
should.
Why would I teach my kids there's no God?
No, I'm confused.
There's much more proof that God. There's much more proof that a God exists as opposed to Santa Claus.
Where's the proof of God?
This planet that we're on in the middle of the sky that's rotating. These trees that are growing up out of the ground. These birds that are flying in the sky. Hey, this thing you got called a body. Okay?
No.
Okay, who made it then?
Santa.
Man.
The universe is made by itself. Okay?
No doubt.
By asteroids and everything. But then do your history, bro.
No doubt. The universe is made by itself, but there's not a baby on this planet. There's not a baby on this planet that's made by itself.
See?
You still got to take your penis and put it inside the woman and procreate. Something created those children. Something created this world.
But I believe in Santa. And Santa does exist, and so does the Tooth Fairy. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
What are the benefits of parents of telling kids about Santa?
The appreciation that comes from the kids when they realize that their parents were really Santa all those years. And
do your kids believe in Santa?
I have one that does and one that doesn't.
Okay.
How does that work? A house divided cannot stand. How does that work?
Well, I have a 10-year-old and a 5-year-old. And once my 10-year-old found out he wasn't real, I just made sure that she didn't tell her little sister, so her little sister could...
How did the 10-year-old find out? It was that one year he didn't get what he wanted, huh?
Kids in school, I'm sure.
There was other kids. Yep. Yeah. And I wasn't going to lie to her, but, you know, all those years she never asked me, so I never told her.
Okay.
How can parents say they would never lie to their kids, but you've been lying to them about Santa their whole life?
Yo, my son found the elf on the shelf this weekend and picked it up and was so mad because if you touch the elf on the shelf, it loses his magical powers. And he was so upset and crying, and my daughter had to Google, and if you put cinnamon around the elf on the shelf, he gets his magical powers back. Yeah, I didn't know that. But Santa, why are you looking at me like that?
I think that the daddy, instead of cinnamon, is putting little white powder called cocaine on the table somewhere, and he's sniffing it, because you sound crazy right now.
All right, well, okay, forget you. Diane.
Yes, how are you?
How are you? We're talking about Santa.
Okay, yes. You know what? Thank you very much for what you did, because when I went through my divorce and I had my sons, I straight up told them, there is no Santa Claus. In fact, you better pray to Jesus that you get what you want, because I am the real Santa Claus.
That's right.
I had to prep my baby boy, though, because about that time he was in kindergarten. But I sat him down, told him what was going on. You can make your list, but I want you to pray to God, because I am the real Santa Claus. But I told him, I said, now what you can't do is go to school and tell your little kindergarten friends there's no Santa Claus, because you might upset some children in the classroom, and I don't want the teacher calling me. But in the meantime and in between time, no, I'm the real Santa. I told my mother, I said, as a single parent, I said, this is very stressful, and I'm telling my kids the truth. Of course, she thought it was horrible.
So Santa's right. A financial thing for you. If you have
Santa,
if you have
is money, a financial thing for everybody.
Santa, it's a believing thing. These man, kids gotta shut believe. Up, man. They gotta believe.
All right. Well, listen, all you poor kids out there, I want y'all to believe that y'all gonna get that Xbox this Christmas. And when you don't get it, I want y'all to still believe by sitting in front of a TV, if you got one, playing imaginary Xbox, imaginary Call of Duty. Bunch of little kids like this, pew 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 pew, pew, pointing at the TV with their fingers.
I'm ducking. Stop it, man.
It's cruel to teach kids about Santa Claus. If you can't afford to be Santa, and you got this kid expecting all this stuff on this list, knowing you can't afford it, but you still telling them about Santa, you are setting your kids up for failure, and you're doing them a grave disservice.
That'd be good. I believe in Santa. I'm doing okay.
How do you tell a little poor kid that they didn't get what they want on their list, but this little boy sitting right next to them in class got everything he wanted just because his parents doing a little bit better in life? How? That's not fair.
Life's not fair.
you know, I bet you it's a black Santa and it's a white Santa. It's the white Santa bring you everything you want. The black Santa always let you down. Santa look like your daddy? Look at the beard.
All right, we got more coming up next. We're The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, I said it on the air before. Y'all can front on Mr. Moss and Soulja Boy like y'all want to. Y'all got legendary catalogs.
Records, we got, but look, the way it's going to flow and how we going to do it, like I told Swiss last night, I said, you already know, like this going to be the biggest thing ever.
That is
going
to be big.
Like it's people coming out for this one that can't nobody even bring out the house. Mm-hmm. Like me and Soulja, we want to make sure that this is really, really special for everybody. Like this is...
Y'all doing it in Atlanta?
L.A.
Okay.
For a reason. Mm-hmm. For a reason.
What's the reason?
It's going to be a lot of people. Put it this way, it's going to be a lot of people who you wanted to see on Versus that Versus can't get on Versus.
Yeah.
Damn.
But they gonna come out for me and bro.
Woo! Dr. Dre.
Y'all starting to be disrespectful a little bit though. But I
so no, but it's all love.
Like, okay, so let me ask you, what do you play against Kiss Me Through the Phone?
They're gonna tell you it's Battle Clan.
I'm just wondering.
Like the girl records.
I think Bow got the girl.
Soulja got the club records.
Bow got the girl.
But wait, but this is the funny part. It's a lot of things that it's a lot of records that I'm a part of that people don't know. So when you hear the street club records that I have in my arsenal, you're gonna be like this. Oh my god! Like oh my god!
Oh, I think they like me remix.
So there's a whole bunch.
Who you got, Ray? Who you got?
Man, they both
you
my
got
friends.
Who you got,
I love that.
It got nothing to do with being your friends, man. Tell
I'm,
you
like,
got,
I'm like Don King. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Don King always had Tyson. So who you got?
I got the. I can't do that because they both my friends and me and Bow Wow.
It's a celebration.
It's a cel. That's what. Yeah.
Like from our perspective, like we talking, like we talking a lot of. But at the end of the day, our whole objective is to make sure that this is the best show that anybody has ever seen. Like it's gonna be hard for somebody to do Verses after what me and Soulja gonna do.
Okay.
It's gonna be really tough because we ain't gonna be the only ones. A part of our verses. That's all I'm gonna say. Like I said,
it's
a lot of iconic motherfuckers that's gonna pop
said,
out. Like it's
Soulja
gonna be
Boy
crazy.
Said he ain't got a Lambo. He said he got a Gallardo. You ain't got no Lambo.
A what? When last time you drove a Gallardo, Envy? You thought too long. Exactly. That is, like we don't drive. I got one car. I told him I got a Mulsanne. That's it.
Mm-hmm. You got?
You
one?
Have one of those?
No. Yes.
And I got a driver. Right. I don't even drive no more. I don't touch the wheel.
Okay.
All right. This is the talk the I like, man. It's talk.
I'm gonna let Soulja go crazy. Puff told me you keep it suave and you jab them, you know.
Pick the money, tuck the money, man. And throw them away.
I know, man.
Are you smoking them nasty ass
shit? It's been a lot of deals that I gotta, you know.
Marlboros or something. Come on, man. Give them to me.
Look.
No, you gotta throw them away. You can't smoke Marlboros.
Please, Charlamagne, please.
No, thank you. Come on, man. Nah, you gotta get rid of these.
Where y'all headed to next?
You a mogul. We can't have you with a Marlboro habit, man.
Thank you, man.
I'm throwing these away, bro. You can't have a Marlboro habit.
Pour some water on them. Where y'all headed to next?
Goddamn, you a Marlboro, man?
Well, because Newport's is crazy. Like, I can't get no Newport.
Cigarettes is disgusting,
period.
I don't
even know.
No, Miami.
But
I'm ready to go to Atlanta. I need to get back. Mm-hmm. I've been gone for too long. I got
to. So you ready to get back in the music?
Back home. She was asking us where you guys
going back to Miami.
Yeah, and then I'm going
home. Man, where are the kids? Both of y'all, man. Take y'all ass home.
Kids in Miami.
LA.
I'm rushing home.
Okay.
Kids in Miami. They waiting for me.
So yeah, Shy in LA. Right son in Atlanta. So
your daughter. Listen, you guys have beautiful, beautiful kids. That's amazing.
Thank you.
So congrats. I saw you finding out too about you know, the baby also on the show.
Oh yeah. My son. Love my son to death. He's in Atlanta. Shy's in L.A. Shy is like me all over again. She's on Nickelodeon now. She's acting. Wow. She's not playing around.
How has fatherhood changed you?
Patience. That's the main thing that I really love about like fatherhood is the fact that before I had my kids, I was always just rushing. Whereas now it's kind of like I can control the time.
So you want to settle down about?
Huh?
Do you want to settle down?
If you hot, huh? you can hear. Yeah,
you do. I do.
I do.
Do I want to get married? No. I don't want to ever get married.
So you don't believe in marriage?
You say ever now. I don't know.
Why not? I just don't believe. I just don't. Love is pure. It's, you know, it's organic. I don't, like, why do we got to spend money to put on a festival in front of people? And I don't understand
that part.
I think the stability of it is good, though.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, I forgot.
No, it's okay. I
forgot y'all was all married.
I forgot. Yeah, I like it.
So Ray, we
what you mean you like it?
And I like it. And I
are y'all
like
back
it.
Together, Ray? Are y'all
good?
Yeah.
Like we went through a tough time, man. It was tough, but I think that once we left LA and we went to Miami and we was just able to listen in a different way, and we kind of knew it was like really about to be over.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We just started to kind of like move different, and it just honestly. Thanks to God, it just was a 360-degree turnaround. It just turned into something that was working, you know? And we've had our arguments, but it's totally different now. It's like we can argue and then just let it go, come back an hour or two later and we straight. And that's what we really just needed to do is just work it out and just continue to push through in a positive way. So even doing the show, all the seasons, like it helped me because every season I was like, I was real bad, then I was bad, then I was cooled and I started to switch up because I could watch myself like, damn, that ain't right, or I need to make some adjustments. So I'm just happy that we're here because my kids is just like they everything. You
yeah,
know?
I don't want to see you running around like a single man.
No,
man.
I don't partying want you all week. I'm burnt out. Like, look, when I'm partying, I'm like this. I got the Raycons. I got the.
That's what I'm here for.
And then look, yeah. When I'm done, I'm like this in the club, like this.
It's crazy to hear Ray say I'm wild, like.
Yeah, like I'm like, good. Like I'm my jersey is on the board.
Mm-hmm. So how does your wife feel about you hanging with Mr. Moss? Because he's still out here.
My jersey in the Raptors. Yeah, my shit is still on my back. My jersey on my back.
Thanks, man.
All types of stuff fall on his pocket.
There's hundreds.
I know, man. Me and him, we've been working together because we've been with Puff, and so. We've been on this marketing like mission, you know what I'm saying? And we've been working on some stuff. We're gonna let y'all know soon what we got popping, because we got something.
Yeah.
We got something in the works.
So what is it? Y'all, it's a show, maybe?
Or a liquor?
That's a podcast?
It's something. But we was in Miami, something went viral with me and him, and people thought we was filming.
Okay.
So we saw the comment, like everybody's like, yo, oh my God, if they did something together, that'd be like the craziest shit on. And I said, you know what? Whatever the people want, let's just play around. Let's see what
it is. Reality
you got
TV
the single
the
guy,
wave?
The married guy.
I'm
both
about
of you are dads.
I'm about to be done all working that. This hard. I'm about to just, if I could put all this time into just being a father, right? Because I'm good at this shit right here. Like, I got a whole strategic template that works every time, over and over. But if I could take all this energy and just put it into fatherhood, then I'll be the dopest father. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It'll be the same connect. So I just want to.
You got $100 million company now, right?
Yeah, I just want to get it where it needs to go. We still got a long way. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We in motion now.
What's that?
Oh, that's dope. The story in the
airport.
That's hard.
All right, we got more with Ray J and Bow Wow when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking in with Ray J and Bow Wow. Charlamagne.
When the last time y'all been out together and you said y'all was going too hard?
That was some good ass water, huh?
Probably this time.
Really?
Because we.
Y'all been. You gotta tell them what I've been doing. I've been looking out for y'all.
What you mean?
What you
mean? I'm just making sure all the homies is good, because when Puff working, then we working. So, you know what I'm saying? We all do our thing and disperse and come back. And when we all together, I feel like I'm the one that's like the most responsible at this point, because I don't drink. So, you know what I mean?
Mr. Moss said you full of shit.
You don't drink? We just said we gonna pour a shot.
And I was just telling him. I was like, remember you stopped
you drinking.
You
drunk right now.
No, I used to get drunk. No, I just been up. I don't drink.
Right.
Y'all can smoke.
He
smoked Marlboros.
That's like 8 shots right there.
Listen, I don't drink, so when I used to drink, I was loose. Like I was, you know what I'm saying? I would pass out and.
You didn't take a shot last night at Butter.
I took a shot,
so
but
then I didn't drink. I mean, Ray, you're lying.
What I'm saying is,
he don't be going on them benders.
I don't
like
get drunk.
You sound like a politician, Ray.
I don't get drunk.
You don't get drunk. You drink, but you don't get drunk.
If you tell me to take a shot, I take a shot.
Have you been to the border?
Respectfully, okay. But you don't drink.
Yeah, respectfully. All
right, let's take a shot.
When did you pick up a Marlboro habit, though?
When I did Big Brother in London, I was in the house for like 30 days, so I couldn't do nothing. Like, I couldn't smoke no weed. You know what I'm saying? And so, I didn't know that I smoked weed like that until I couldn't smoke weed.
You couldn't find the weed in London?
I was in a house.
Yeah, oh, quarantine.
No, we was locked in this house where we shoot. It's like we live in there with all these other people.
Yeah.
Big Brother, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I couldn't. It was a...
But they had cigarettes on board.
But they had cigarettes. So I tried to find the lightest one. I don't want to talk about it because it's bad. Nobody should smoke cigarettes. That's the worst thing you could ever do.
So
but I smoked the lightest one.
Now, rumor was you did a song talking about all the women you knocked off in the industry. Is that a real song? And how long is that song, Bow Wow?
It's fake. Hold on. I don't want
to. Yeah, Bow Wow is in a new space right now.
Yeah.
He is completely focused on doing the right thing. This has been doing the right thing.
There you go. That's what happens when you hang out with married men.
We're about to talk about all that. We're going to talk about all that, though. We're going to talk about all that.
Love. We in the love era.
So where did that rumor come out that you were doing a song talking about all the girls you knocked off?
Because it was an idea that I had. I was like, you know what? If I was to do an album, I want to do something different. And I was like, majority of my hits are relationship records. It's like the heartbroken, the heartbreak records are, you know, very, very women influential records. So I said, what can I do that's different? I want to do something that's different. And I said, yo, I want to draw. What it was, I said, I want to draw inspiration from my past relationships and write records about it. That's how I really started. Like when I did Out of My System, that was after my breakup with The World Knows, right? Mm-hmm. And
oh,
but now you're doing better, so yeah, I don't remember. Say names because you want to do good and you want to.
Oh, got you, right?
There you go.
But this is something I've always done. When I did Like You, that was a duet with, at that time, who I was with, right? Right. So coming
which
out of that,
all love,
right? Like, you then know. We did Out of My System.
He's a good wingman.
Thank you very much. Huh? That was drawn from my breakup mm-hmm. with somebody, right? So for me, I'm like, damn, I want to do an album where I got like 9 Out of My System records. Where do I draw the inspiration from? It has to come from real life experiences. So I think people kind of got it misconstrued a little bit about he's about to be name dropping and do it. Nah, it was just
well, you posted album. That though. If I'm not mistaken, you posted you were doing it.
I was, but then I decided, I know what? I'm not going to do that. And the next album will drop, it's the last one. It's called Before 30. Because everything that I've accomplished happened before 30. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So that's the last one. And it's only going to be 9 songs. I'm in and out. I'm ready to be done with this.
Yeah.
I'm ready to be done with this.
All the stuff we have that we working on has got something to do with a whole empire, you know, because we've been on shows and we've been doing well and for a long time with our partners at the networks. And now sometimes it's time to expand it. Y'all saw what we just did with the Zeus Network.
Yep.
Like, mm-hmm. it's super popping. Shout out to Lemmy because he's the one. That's his network. But we jumped on, we felt like it just gave it that extra engine, and now it's popping, and it's beautiful because, you know what I'm saying, it's black owned, and everybody can eat in a different way from the producing side and from the ownership side. So now
y'all got equity in Zeus?
No, you get equity
in your show.
You get equity in your show.
Gotcha.
And I think they at a level now where I don't know if they're gonna probably offer that anymore, because now it's expanding to the point now where they can just put out a lot of shows, just quality shows. So I'm proud of Zeus Network and Lemmy and them, and shout out to them.
Lemmy's the CEO, right? I gotta apologize to Lemmy while we live, because this gonna be everywhere, because I thought he was capping. The Bad Girls, they came in my condo, all the girls did.
Oh yeah,
and
I don't
allow
shout out to the Bad Girls.
I don't allow dudes in my crib.
You try to come in your crib and you get him?
No,
and
when
I let him in,
but I thought he was capping. He was like, yo, I own Zeus. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Like, we was about to, like, you almost got beat up by my security in my condo.
That's a compliment. That's a compliment, though, because the level of where it is, you know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, you know, for sure, I'm sure he accepts it.
No. He understood. Like, it was bad. Like, my security, they was pressing in my condo.
But Lemmy's a good guy.
But I didn't know, because so many people come up to us, and they always this, that, and the third, and he was fast talking. It was girls all in the condo. I'm partying. He's trying to talk business to me. I don't want to hear that. Right
yeah,
now,
it
you're
was
my
just
house,
a big
I
misunderstanding.
Talk
Lemmy
yeah,
probably wanted a
but
bag.
I
we probably had a big bag for you.
And we cool now.
We probably had a real big bag.
Glad y'all cool
now. I can't wait till about 4 more years from now when Bow Wow really does settle down. Because you think the lifestyle you're living now is good. I promise you're going to like the marriage, stable life better.
And look, all the times I've been in relationships, I do like it. But now that we're being honest,
you need a place.
I'm going to tell you what it is. The times when I'm in relationships, like, I love the stability. I love waking up. When I'm in a relationship, it's very organized. I love it, right?
And because you're a very organized person.
But then it's like it's like Chris Rock and New Jack, you know, when he went clean and then that thing
that
kept calling him
back.
It's like, once I'm doing good and I don't answer my phone when the homies call in the morning because I don't want to hear the crazy stories that I'm not a part of from the club last night, and I'm like, yo, I'm going to call you when I get on the balcony, that type of shit. Like, I love that lifestyle, but then it's like, I also feel like it takes away from me being who I am. And it's like, I gotta be outside. I can't go to the club and pick up a $50,000 bag to host, and I can't have no girls in my section because I'm afraid of what my girl gonna say because she has a new crib.
Girls, like, in your section.
No,
the after party just can't happen no more with all the girls from the section going to the.
You don't get it.
He wants to do more than that, but I do think it's important. I do think it's important to know if you're not ready to settle down, and if you're not ready, that's a decision that when you are ready, you'll do it. But if you're not, then I think it's fair for you to say, I'm not doing that right now. I want to be.
No. Do you hear Ray?
So you are ready.
I am ready. Y'all got three different conversations.
You guys are not even listening. He just said he is ready.
I am ready to settle down. It's just the battle I have with the lifestyle. Like, it's like, damn, I feel like I'm 55 years old when I'm in a relationship. And I'm you know, hip hop is like a young man's game. We young forever. Even the oldest rappers
is it
still.
I mean, it is, but it seems like it's balanced now. Mm-hmm. Look at Snoop. Look at Jay.
Snoop still does young niggas. Every day, like, you know, dog calls me, I ain't gonna, you know what I mean, but he calls me like, nephew, I'm in Atlanta, pull up. Like, it's, Jermaine acts, and I just got on JD's, Jermaine acts like he's 80, and he's single.
He does.
Shout out to JD.
JD is my pops, but he still acts like he's 85 years old.
And he's been rich a long time, so he probably just want to be comfortable.
He doesn't, he's not with none of this shit. Like, he don't want to hang with
me. Shout out to JD.
He definitely doesn't want to hang out with me.
All right, well, we got a lot going on. Ray J and Bow Wow still here. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Ray J and Bow Wow, who just popped up on us. Charlamagne?
Ray J in here with all types of product. What the hell you got?
Y'all can try these fitness belts.
What the hell is what a fitness belt?
Look,
what is a fitness
honestly,
belt?
Honestly, the company put these in my bag. Mm-hmm. I haven't even went
what
through them yet.
Open it up. Let's open it up.
Look. I got one on.
So you don't know what it is, but you have it on?
What is it?
Is that like a
waist trainer? Like a Fitbit?
Because before you sat down, you said you didn't want your stomach to show on camera.
No, I said my stomach don't have to show on camera because I'm fat.
Your stomach looked crazy when you did the boot camp. I'm glad you lost some weight.
Damn. So now you got corsets.
Goodness gosh, Ray.
You got a grandpa body, man.
Hey, can we not body shame, Ray J?
And I moved to Miami.
Let me see the waist training.
And I got fat. Why are you moved to Miami?
Good. I'm supposed to be on that chicken kiss.
I'm happy with my body. When I take my shirt off, I wear it. Like, I wear it. I'm real.
I bet you won't take it off. Listen,
you know why I'm laughing so hard?
I'll show you my belly.
I bet you won't take that shirt off right
now.
Yeah.
I'm way better than I was, fam. I was way out there.
He was.
I can get better.
We was in Miami at the pool, and this had his shirt off. And the girls was in the back, right? And the girl was like, "Go ahead, Ray. You red. You a dad now. Wear that dad body."
I said, "I'm married."
Yeah.
Hold on, where y'all was at?
She said it, and then she went like,
"In Miami at the pool."
She grabbed your breast.
No, she insinuated. From afar.
I swear to God.
she said, "Oh, you look scrumptious."
She did.
That's what she said.
She said, "Wear that damn body ring."
Belly. I said, "I'm married. I'm sorry."
Yep, he sure
you
did.
You obviously got me misunderstood.
Oh, you need to make t-shirts that say, "I'm married, I'm sorry."
Water shirts, right?
She grabbed your titties?
No, she reached for them, like, from afar. DJ Envy right there, she way over here. She was just insinuating, like, "Oh, your body look good."
I swear to God, it was the funniest shit.
I was shocked. I ain't never heard that before. Like,
why you don't call these Ray Trainers?
You were so big, I almost called you. I never seen you that big.
Ray Trainers.
Pause.
Ray Trainers.
Call these Ray Trainers, bro.
Yo.
Yeah, you were so good.
You know why they should be Ray Trainers? Because Charlamagne came up with him and he'll support him.
Ray Trainers.
And his support.
I put on some weight too.
Listen, my goes all to my face.
Puff told me you might have to take a break from Ciroc.
We need the Ray Trainers.
I did see
man.
That on Shade Room. Somebody said Bow Wow looked like he'd been eating while he's sleeping or something like that.
Absolutely. Life has been great.
Yeah.
Like, after I got out of my last relationship, I've just been happy as hell.
But that's when you know somebody is healthy and happy, though.
Yeah.
How far is it from Teterboro?
You guys got to go get on the jet.
I got to go back to the wife and kids. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to spend my time there. I balance it.
Do you feel lonely after stuff like this? About when you go home and it's just you single and you know everybody else going back to their wife and kids.
No, listen, it's peaceful.
Yeah.
It's peaceful. Like,
man, I wouldn't know how to do it. Like, if I didn't have my wife and kids,
I love living by myself.
Really?
Like, I love seeing you with your kids, though.
Oh, no, my daughter, and shout out to my daughter because she's been like with me for like 2 months straight. That was the longest I've ever had Shy, and it was like the illest thing ever. Like I want my daughter to live with me, even though Joy ain't going for it. I wish she would, though. But yeah, I had my kids for like a month, like 2 months straight, every day. So I really got a chance to understand what women, you know, our baby moms, I hate saying baby moms, but our mothers go, like, mother, our kids go through when we not together. Like, damn, this shit is different. Like, I'm calling my aunt over, like, yo, I got to go to this Quavo party tonight. I got to be there. I need a babysitter.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. That was, I didn't even know how hard it really is.
She did a great job. She did a great job with her up until now. That's why.
Like, my Joy gets on me, like, yo, make sure she's up for school. Like, she missed school one time.
How difficult is that? That homework and that schoolwork?
Listen, there's a website that you can go to that has all the answers.
No, you give me that website when you
get it. It was so bad. Like, one time, it was so bad, I didn't understand it. Like, second grade work can make an adult feel stupid.
How's your son's mother? How's your relationship with her now?
Peaceful, because we stay our separate ways.
Yeah, she was a couple of like,
you know,
she
posted something the other day. They both been just doing positive things.
Yeah, she did post something crazy. But
you didn't acknowledge her postpartum the right way, though, bro.
You think I didn't?
Nah.
It was harsh.
It was a little harsh. It was a lot harsh.
But it's okay.
I wouldn't even have said nothing on social if I was.
But you know what? And I never really do, but I always tell her this. I said, listen, your life is so peaceful. The worst thing that you can ever do is jump in my room. Like, this is where you don't want to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want you to look like all these other rappers, baby moms that be just like, you're just going to look crazy. And they don't care about your feelings. They're going to tell you, call your mama, call your family. Why are you talking to us?
But we got
to
love them and respect them.
No, that's true. We do. But when she put out what she put out, it wasn't nothing about me, like, parenting or me being a bad father. It was all personal. It was all, he don't know a real one when he's seen one, baby. But I don't want a relationship with you.
The connection
with
you.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure, you putting everything on emotional misunderstanding.
And it was.
Probably got it cool now.
I love how you're trying to clean up.
Ray been doing the whole interview.
I'm there for my little man.
And part of that, though, is having a good relationship as far as a co-parenting situation.
Facts.
With the mom, because your son is going to see that, feel the energy.
Yeah. And look, everybody knows, right? If you're not with the woman who you have a kids with, it can be rough. Like, the first 2 years, I always say that. Like, I'm used to that. Like, me and Joy, we didn't start off perfect at all. Ours was actually way worse
than me and my, you know, my son's mom. Mm-hmm. It was, you know what I mean? But through patience and just
and
going through it. And time is a mom.
But love.
And we figured it out. But and love. It's the same thing I tell her. Like, I tell Olivia the same thing. I'm like, yo, you just going, I've been here before you have, and this is your first rodeo. This is my second. I've been here. My daughter's 10. Listen, you will get over this shit. By the time he is 2, you ain't going to think about me. You ain't going to care about my feelings. You're going to probably have a new man. Like, it's all going to be cool. So, but as of now, like, everything is everything. Like, my son was just with my mom. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't have a better situation. I think she gets it now. I think when she saw the backlash that she was getting when she did that.
I see the post that you
plus
put.
She probably just, you know, like she probably TikTok just want to make it right.
None of the women that you dated, you felt were your soulmate. That's how you really feel?
Actually, Puff showed me that. It was something on the shade room where they went through like all my list.
Yeah,
my
it was body some of your list. Like
it was some
1% of your
that
list.
That was a good f***ing list. That's no, listen. That
Ray
was,
J's like, please don't talk to me about no list, about nothing.
No, look.
Oh yeah, you know me. I'm in a good place. God is good.
God, but not Emmy. We coming to you in a minute, like, Ray J. You still out here getting?
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, we gonna
get them. I'm happy
to be here. Nah, like that's how I really feel though. I'm not the type of man that goes backwards. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm always
not even with Angela.
That's my dog. That's my dog.
You don't think she could have been your soulmate?
I just saw Ange. Me and Ange have it's a crazy connection. Like, that's my dog. Like, anything she need, like, I don't care. Whatever she needs, she got it. That's my dog.
So that's not a soulmate?
It could be, but I just have a type. And
she's it.
She is a great type. But I still like to be out having fun. I want my girl to
hit the club. So what's your type, Bow? Because if that's not too necessary, what is the Bow Wow type?
What's the Bow Wow type?
Why don't you tell her that?
I'm still out here. I can't help it.
That's your type, out here.
This is going to sound crazy, and I know this is probably going to be like, this is going to go everywhere.
You're a whore.
To sum it up, I mean, that's what you said?
You're a whore.
Let him say what he just like that.
It's the truth. Just admit it to yourself. At some point, all men have had to admit that before we change. Ray, have you ever been a whore?
Yeah, I have been.
MV, have you ever been a whore?
Retired.
Same here. I've been a whore.
You know what it is? It's like, okay, this is going to sound crazy. I feel like God has made so many beautiful women.
God has blessed a lot of women.
That for me, just to just be God with one person. Like,
but then by that theory, God has also made a lot of men.
Prime example, last night I'm in the club, right?
Right.
We have Butter, right?
Yep.
What was Club Love last night?
Club Love last night.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking. I'm standing in a section. I'm with somebody.
Okay, I know.
I'm with the
Let me
hottest
text
thing.
To see who you was with last night.
No, you ain't gonna find this one. Yeah. She like,
and you know I don't talk.
Yeah, this one duck out the camp, right?
Okay.
So I'm with the hottest thing. And I'm looking. This girl that's just like, I'm like, oh, like how I can't. I don't. Love. I gotta spread love. That's it.
Let me ask you a question.
It's hard.
The
it's
woman you
hard.
Was with last night that you said is so fly. How is she gonna feel once she hears this?
But that was our first time hanging out, so I should get a pass. But okay. I didn't move on nothing. Like, I was with who I was with, but I didn't move on nothing.
Right,
you
didn't
know what
do
I'm
anything.
It was just acknowledging.
What you're saying is hard for you to just be with one woman, and right. That's fair because you're not telling somebody you're committed.
Like, I'm with a certified 20. Like,
What you listening to? Let me hear you have for
20.
Right, okay.
And then there's also some.
Why are you listening
dubs
to I Hit It First?
20s.
Yeah, right. I'm listening to Sierra.
Why is
this
guy
listening to
Hit It
First?
Yo, this nigga
crazy.
Yo, you are crazy, Ray.
I'm listening to
Sierra
Green.
Ray
is still
wild.
Hey, Charlamagne, can we get on him now?
Yes,
can we reverse
Ray.
This moment? We're going to get back on me in a minute, but can we reverse
Green.
This?
To that Ray.
I saw him.
Because look,
Sierra Green, shout out to Wayne, shout out to Nicki, shout out to Drake. This is my song.
I saw that. You had me.
The whole Hall of Fame.
Hey, you know that, right?
What happened?
I watched the episode of The Breakfast Club where Charlamagne.
And that was years ago, so.
He named his four, got like, or three, top four,
we
top three.
Who was it? You, Ray?
Me, Ray, and Nick Cannon.
Nick
and you
Cannon.
Said one more person.
I forgot who the other person was. Was it French?
Yeah, I think so.
And that was years ago.
Yeah.
So ain't no telling where your mileage at now. About.
You can't even, I can't even return. If I was Elise, I can't even turn myself back on.
Mad penalty.
All right, well, we got a lot going on. Ray J and Bow Wow still here. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Ray J and Bow Wow, who just popped up on us. Charlamagne?
Now, Ray, did you see Kim talking about y'all sex tape?
Nah, I don't really, you know what I'm saying? I don't mess around. I love everybody. God bless everybody.
He don't want to talk about that no more.
She brought it up. She did. This was recently.
It's Raycon products. You know, I hope everybody got them. I hope she got them. I hope everybody got them.
She said that she did the tape because she was horny.
Horny or drunk?
I just want to get back to Ray. My kids Ray. And my I wife. No, I know. I want to get back to the kids.
Have you spoke to her sister divorce and said make sure she's good?
Let me finish with this verse. This shit banging right. I'm telling you, these got.
Y'all not gonna get Ray J in trouble today.
The Raycons black out the sound. I can't hear nothing.
But she brought it up though.
Huh?
She brought it up.
Look, this shit, like, I really wasn't paying attention.
Have you and Ray ever been Eskimo brothers?
What?
Because y'all both been in the industry for a long time.
What's that?
What the hell is
all right, so look, explain to him what that is, because I heard somebody say that.
Have you both been sexual with the same woman?
Yes. They Eskimo brothers.
Yes.
I don't know. You said, you've been with them. I don't know.
Do this, Ray. Jump in the past.
You guys, we came here to market.
No.
Market what?
You guys, we came here to talk about
Charlemagne. Charlemagne. He's talking about earbuds, right?
Okay.
And I don't know about Eskimos and shit like that. That was way above the situation.
Ray, have we ever? Are we?
Yes!
Look, for me.
I'm sure at some point.
No.
Sure back
that's
then.
That's what I said. Jump out of now and go.
But you
like,
gotta always.
Past.
If you specify from the past, from the beginning, then I can respond.
That's what I'm saying. We in the past now. Jump past. Out of like, now and go back to the past.
Always specify what years, what we talking like. So,
that's right. What I'm saying. So we are.
So yeah, which year? Like long time ago?
All right, here we go.
A long time ago, right?
Like 2000 and like 4 to 2008.
I really believe that when you're in a better place. You gotta move.
You gotta stay in that better place.
Ray.
Because I feel fly by just being respectful to everybody.
We're not saying no names.
But Bala, you gotta still be you. You lit. And I'm trying to balance it with you because you my friend.
Y'all can't be together no more, bro.
I went all the way over the top. Y'all
that's right. Listen, you and Bala personally can't be together.
The questions that he's scared to answer, I'm gonna answer.
He's real creative.
He's gonna answer.
The questions that Ray. I got you. Yes, we are asking.
How many times, though?
For me, I feel like bettering ourselves, you know what I'm saying, as individuals.
Hey,
how many, talking about topics that are more about conscience and about building the culture, you know what I'm saying, is where I'm at.
I know
it's love era.
And
I'm big love.
I'm with you,
I'm
Ray.
Saying big love. Shout out to big love.
I'm with you.
You know what I mean?
I'm with you.
And I love what y'all doing.
Who are you thinking of?
Politically, you know what I'm saying?
They don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that positive
have been a really a staple and a really the monument for great shows.
Ray, you know, because we made it into the Radio Hall of Fame.
And who did y'all get to induct y'all?
And there's only one
who did our intro.
Ray.
Big Ray.
To do our intro.
Big Ray.
I'm sucking a billion on this pose.
That's right. You were the first artist.
Put the Ray train on. You got the Ray train on?
I got to figure. We got to go back to the drawing board and get him tied.
Yeah, Ray.
Now Charlamagne might come in on this deal.
Get the girdle joint.
Ray. Wow.
Let's do it. Ray. We've been doing it forever. Why can't we?
I knew I was supposed to come here today.
He went so left. The question was, are we asking my brothers? That's all.
What I want to, but see, where we went is where we should go. That's where we should go. I don't know why you want to go. Like, we're already here now.
I think he's that clearly is a yes.
We've accomplished the right thing.
You said yes, all right?
The right thing.
I just said thank you for doing the speech for the Radio Hall of Fame. You were our first guest ever.
Word.
Then we were about to lose our job. You were our second guest to make sure we were good.
Well, he didn't mean for that to happen, but we appreciate it.
You got to still give me the credit.
I do.
You do.
That's like
that. But then you curve it at the end with it, but you was high. You know what I'm saying?
He was, but
was,
you know.
Well, I was in Vegas.
Yeah, he was.
Hangover movie was out.
That's right.
And I was inspired. And so I was too inspired.
Yeah.
Now I feel so much better to grow with you guys. We've grown.
Evolution is good. Evolution is good.
From you mean the, just being so, you guys are presidential.
I've watched both of y'all evolve in such a way. We still waiting on Mr. Moss to evolve as far as being a man with, you know, one woman. But I think you're going to get there. Because the first step is admitting you're a whore.
But listen, you guys all went through that phase. At least, I think it's worse to be with somebody and pretend that's what you want to do if it's not.
I agree.
But I love my wife and I want to be with her, so I'll fight for my wife. But
so why'd you file for divorce then?
Not because we was going through a tough time.
You was just mad?
It was all over the place.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But I love my wife. I don't want to be with nobody
and
else.
And Bauer wants the best of both worlds. He wants the stability of being
just
in a
phase.
No. If there's any way possible that I can be with the person I'm with, I would stop.
You
who is it?
Who is the person?
Angela?
Oh, no. You
Angela?
Would?
Y'all your f***ing. No, hey,
okay.
This is
okay.
Not what I need. That's,
is it Angela?
A spot.
No.
But let's see if it can happen.
With them two.
Because I know who he's talking about. That's
it's
right.
Not Angela?
Angela?
No, Simmons.
Oh, what did I miss? I had to hear
Buzzy.
Okay.
You give me that, I might sit my ass down.
If we go back to the hotel, take a shower and then go to the FBO. We good?
I got one more question.
We'll be late.
We gonna get y'all out of here.
Diddy down, cause you know Diddy. Ray J.
I'm sorry.
I said, have y'all been holding Diddy down? I know Diddy's been going through a lot with losses and everything that's going on with him. Have y'all been a good brother and friend to Diddy?
I can say this absolutely. Like the video I seen of him today on the Shade Room, him dancing and having a good time. I gotta go ahead and commend Big Bro because it's a lot. That's why he's spreading the love thing, this whole love thing. You know what I'm saying? He's about to do like this new R&B album that he's tapping into, and you can definitely tell like he's in a good space. And absolutely, when we around him, it's the youthfulness, it's the young. Like we keep him going. You know what I'm saying? But it's his energy too.
Watching him and how he worked though. Mm-hmm. Like people can see like some of the fun that we having, but it's so much more to it. Right, it's so much more serious.
I heard a record he did dedicated to Kim Porter. That's amazing, but it's so sad.
So sad.
Lord have mercy.
He rapping? He's rapping.
Nah, he not even. If you hear that, it's a moment, man. Yeah,
facts.
It's
a moment. But we gotta let these guys catch their proper day. I got more questions. They gotta go, guys.
So do you take pictures on the PJ?
I'm ready to go. No,
you don't. He does.
Yeah. No, listen, Charlamagne, this is the funniest.
I do wardrobe changes sometimes.
I don't really care about this shit, right? I've been famous damn since I was like 12, right?
You're the architect of the Bow Wow Challenge. Stop. You
right,
care.
No, but I still don't care, right?
Okay.
So we'll pull up to the jet. It's hot as it's hot.
Yo, I got some footage.
Ray, I get out and just go up. Ray's like, no, come back down. Get off the steps. Bow, we gotta do it. Get back in the car. We gotta film it. We gotta come like, Ray, just give him a
We try. We edit it. We take it back. He cut it. So I'm in. I'm directing. I get it to Ray. Ray is the ultimate hustler. Ray gotta go, guys. I don't know if y'all know. I think so. If y'all gotta go back to the hotel, you probably gotta go. Yeah, I love the pop-up. I appreciate y'all. We came with nothing but love. Anytime y'all in New York, you know we love to see y'all. And we waited for y'all because we was supposed to leave. We was like, no, we gonna wait. But you know what, my manager's gonna kill me because he's been blowing me. He has no idea where I'm at or what I'm doing right now. So when he sees this interview, you gotta add the up to that.
You said your manager's been blowing you.
He did not say blowing me up. I said he's been blowing me up. Ray's been talking over everyone, so you can hear it.
You're right. Well, I wanted to clear that up.
Let's start talking about the, you know, let's end it
positive. You want to pray? Give us a prayer, Ray. Let's end it.
No, I want Ray J to say a prayer.
Lord, thank you for blessing us. Thank you for allowing us to understand that we've grown and we're here to love. We're here to learn. We're here to listen. You know what I mean? We like to have fun. We get that. But we love you, Lord. And we love your blessings. Thank you. Let us fly safe. All right, Lord, we got to go. I love you. I'll see you later.
Y'all wanted him to do the prayer.
Amen.
Bow, you do it, man. You want to do it?
All right, Lord, we got to go.
Lord, we got to go.
That was it.
God, we got to go talk to God. We should have let you say the prayer, not Ray. God, stay with me. I got to go.
WPRFM HD1 New York
and iHeartRadio station.
Let me put a little bit of the Breakfast Club.
Upping your lifestyle.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the Devil.
Breakfast Club. Donkey of the day goes to three individuals. A Florida man named John Earl Taylor. He's 34 years old. A woman from Arizona who has not been identified. And a 20-year-old woman from Lehigh Acres, Florida named Shamia Tillman. What does your Uncle Charlotte always say about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. We know this, but apparently the foolishness that exists in Florida is spreading to other parts of the country because never in my existence of life have I met three nugget lovers like John Taylor, this unidentified Arizona woman, and Shamia Tillman. Oh, their love of nuggets is unmatched. Okay, and not just any nuggets, the very, I think, underrated nuggets that exist at a fast food restaurant that we all know and love called Wendy's. Drop one of Clues Bombs from Wendy's. Wendy's is the ultimate comfort food. It just is, okay? Everything from Wendy's seems like a great hug. I'm not even joking. This is not an endorsement. I'm just telling you historically the role Wendy's has played in my life, Okay, when I was a young lad living in Monk's Corner, South Carolina in the 1900s, like the early ninth decade of the 1900s, when I used to have to take my grandmother in town, I used to look forward to it because I knew she was going to want to go to Wendy's to get some hot fries. Okay, that was her thing, some hot fries from Wendy's. So for me personally, Wendy's is comfort food. It has a lot of nostalgic and sentimental value to me. And the hot fries from Wendy's seem like they cut the potatoes right in the back. I mean, just grow them right in the back and then cut them up, okay? Give me a large hot fries from Wendy's, a chili. I gotta take a sip of water, God damn it. Mouth started watering. Give me a large hot fries from Wendy's, a chili with a 10-piece spicy chicken nugget meal, and leave me alone, okay? Back in the day, before I knew I was lactose intolerant, I used to get the Frosty from Wendy's and dip the fries in it. Am I the only person who used to do that? Huh?
No. Yeah, you the only one. Okay. I never did that.
All right. Well, we were discussing fast food restaurants in here earlier. I don't know if you was in here, Envy. I think you were. And we collectively agreed that Wendy's is our number one option. Okay, Wendy's the best out of all of them. Not well, Chick-fil-A, but Chick-fil-A
is number one.
Chick-fil-A
bro.
Don't count, though. That's fine dining. I mean, that's gourmet. I'm not talking about gourmet.
Just
I'm talking about
French
fast
fries
food.
Or like, because McDonald's French fries beats Wendy's French fries.
Nah, no.
You bugging.
I disagree. Okay. I totally disagree.
Now, the Nuggets, on the other hand, Wendy's all day.
Nuggets, bro. But that's why I'm having this conversation. Okay, we're having this conversation about Wendy's being comfort food. I know. Get to the point, Uncle Charlotte. Well, the moral of the story is chicken nuggets, in particular the spicy chicken nuggets from Wendy's, and the comfort those nuggets provide. Okay, I've been telling y'all, people are in pain. Okay, people are hurting. So much trauma going unchecked. So much trauma folks haven't processed. And people are just seeking happiness. Some people don't have access to resources like therapy and other methods of healing. So they have to find comfort in things like Wendy's. And if you ask me, this is what happened in the case of John Earl Taylor and all these other people. Now, John is 34 years old. And this happened in Miami-Dade County. And he's in jail right now because he's facing charges of armed robbery and carjacking, fleeing and eluding police, and driving with a suspended license. How did he get all those charges? Because he was hungry and he robbed a man at gunpoint last week outside of a Wendy's. But he wasn't thinking robbery first. He wanted some food. So he saw a guy getting out of his car and he asked the dude, "Hey, could you buy me some chicken nuggets?" The victim told John that he only had enough money for himself and proceeded to enter the Wendy's. I respect that man's answer. That man kept it real and said, "Look, I don't have enough for nobody but me." If that baby daddy would have told his baby mama that in regards to just buying McDonald's for his own son, we wouldn't have been having this debate all week on whether he was wrong or not, okay? This man didn't have no money, and clearly John wanted that eight-piece spicy nugget because he decided since he couldn't get the Wendy's, he was going to rob John. So he pulled out a semi-automatic gun with an extended magazine and robbed the dude of his gold chain and car keys. No report on whether he took the Wendy's or not. And police later found him and the car after they chased him and he wrecked the vehicle. What does it say about America? That John Taylor don't have money for his own nuggets. Doesn't have financial access to his own combo meal at Wendy's, but he got access to a semi-automatic gun with an extended magazine. Think about that as I move on to Arizona, because the Casa Grande Police Department are looking for a woman who was apparently so upset that the fries she ordered at Wendy's were cold and the chicken nuggets were not spicy that she allegedly assaulted an employee. Let's go to Fox 10 Phoenix for the report, please.
Casa Grande Police released a surveillance photo of a woman accused of assaulting a fast food worker in the drive-thru. It happened at the only Wendy's restaurant in Casa Grande.
Did you make out what she was mad about?
Yeah, she said that she got spicy nuggets instead of normal ones. And
come on now.
She was saying they were burnt.
Verena Hunt was in the drive-thru line trying to place her order. She could hear the exchange between the suspect and the employee through the intercom, and she started recording it on her phone.
The lady was just like being harassed by another woman, and she was saying, "Oh, give me my effing food," and it was just like a fighting battle, you know, like she was calling her name. She said, "I'm gonna throw this at you, I'm gonna hit you," and that's when, you know, things got really crazy and I heard like something being thrown.
According to police, the angry customer threw the bag with the fries and the nuggets at the employee.
That lady was definitely overreacting. Like, you know, there's definitely better ways to handle it, you know. It's called temperament control, like my 3-year-old knows this.
Oof. She right. But come on, man. For those of us who seek out Wendy's as comfort food, we understand that pain. And when you're already hurting from trauma you haven't dealt with, from healing you haven't got, and the only thing that's going to make you happy in that moment, the only thing that's going to comfort you in that moment is some hot fries and spicy nuggets from Wendy's, and they end up giving you cold fries and unspicy nuggets, That can take you over the edge, okay? That's how you know it wasn't what she ordered. She didn't even want it to the point that she threw it at the employees. But now police are looking for her. You know, I'm giving both these people donkey of the day because they're going to jail. And if John doesn't have money for Wendy's, he won't have money for a lawyer. And now this poor young lady, whatever pain she's dealing with, this situation is damn sure going to make it worse. Clearly, she's stressed out, but now she got a charge. And on top of that, having to deal with lawyers, bail, all that other stuff. Oh, Lord. Now, last but certainly not least, Shamia Tillman charged with battery, causing bodily harm, simple battery, battery on a law enforcement officer, criminal mischief, and robbery by sudden snatching because investigators said she went through the drive-thru of Wendy's but wasn't happy with her order. You know why? Because she wanted fries and they didn't have fries. Let's go to ABC 7 for the report, please.
Scratches, bumps, bruises, and a broken iPhone. Employees and customers at this Wendy's last night say Tillman left her mark on them, literally, all because she felt shortchanged of French fries.
Just before 8 p.m., she ordered food at the drive-thru. Moments later, Tillman entered the Wendy's, enraged. Tillman throws a bag of food at the workers. The fight goes on, and then she jumps over the counter. Several workers try to get her under control. Tillman ends up on the floor, covered in food and spilled drinks. One man tries to intervene, but Tillman smacks him, grabbing the iPhone Max Pro from his hand, chucking it at an employee's head.
Now, the terror didn't stop there. Lee County deputies arrived shortly after and put Tillman in the back of a deputy squad car. She began kicking and screaming. When a deputy tried to come over and calm her down, she spat in his eye.
Now, I know two of these stories are Florida, but listen, I understand. Okay, I understand Wendy's is comfort food, all right? I would actually call Wendy's holistic dining at this point, but we can't go around projecting our pain on Wendy's employees and people who won't buy us. Wendy's, okay, Wendy's is not a substitute for healing, people. All right, that Dave's triple of those 20-piece spicy nuggets, as comforting as they may be, isn't an excuse for actual healing, all right? That chili and those large hot fries are not an excuse, to not go to therapy, all right? This is all this is. Right, it's not about no damn Wendy's or lack of hot fries and unspicy nuggets. This is hurt people hurting people, okay? Hurt people seeking comfort and not being able to get the comfort they need. And so they end up bleeding on people who didn't cut them. All right? Just another reason to please, please invest in your mental wealth. Go get some help. I promise you it'll make those spicy nuggets taste better when you've done some work on yourself. Please give John Taylor from Florida, this unidentified woman from Arizona, and Shamia Tillman of Florida, the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
Two things. All of this makes me crave some Wendy's. Okay, would love some hot fries and some chili from Wendy's later on in the day. And also, this makes me... Won't you grow up, man? Won't you grow up?
You said chili.
And this also makes me crave the sounds of a man we call Mr. Same Energy. Let's hear this legend.
Yeah. Hello. Hello.
Why are you screaming?
Because I'm saying hello.
Okay, but you come to the window like, yeah.
Well, this, that ain't disrespectful because I ain't even cursed. Ain't no anyway. Yo, for one, you gonna have to see me when you come to the window, so you better have the same energy.
That was a Wendy's, by the way. Did y'all know that?
I ain't know that.
That's Wendy's, man.
Yeah.
Dropping a clue bomb for Wendy's. Wendy's, we appreciate you. Okay? Ultimate comfort food, Wendy's, this.
You ain't wanna play a game, huh?
I just gave him a... I told you they nugget lovers.
All right. Yeah, we'll play a game.
I'm not playing a game.
Yep.
So y'all right. Know, if y'all not playing a game, y'all can guess what race it is.
Thank you for that donkey.
Heavy nigga tree on these nuggets.
Right. Yep.
Niggas and nuggets. That's what that donkey could have been titled. Doodle.
Niggas and nuggets. Doodle. Niggas and nuggets.
Niggas and nuggets.
Balsa hard, y'all. All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
The program today is brought to you by Peacock, presenting the new original limited series, The Best Man. The final chapters from the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday, and executive producer of Insecure. Stream the limited series now, only on Peacock.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about Bow Wow and Ray J. They stopped through the other day, and this is what they said.
Yeah, I don't want to see you running around like a single man.
No,
man.
I don't partying want you all week. I'm burnt out. Like, look, when I'm partying, I'm like this. I got the Raycons. I got the
That's what I'm here for.
And then look, yeah. When I'm done, I'm like this in the club, like this.
It's crazy to hear Ray say I'm wild. Like,
yeah, like I'm good. Like I'm my jersey is on the board.
Mm-hmm. So like, how does your wife feel about you hanging with Mr. Moss? Because he's still out here.
My jersey in the Raptors. Yeah, my is still on my back. My jersey on my back.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. If you're married, Can you hang around your single friends? Can y'all go clubbing? Can y'all go out? Can y'all do, you know, partying? So let me start with you, Charlamagne. Can you?
I can't give you a general answer about this. People can do whatever the hell they want, but if you asking Lenard McKelvey, okay, you asking Uncle Charla what he doing, hell no, I won't go. Okay, I have no business hanging out with a bunch of single men running around a goddamn nightclub, okay? I like being home with my queen and my three princesses. I don't envy that life at all. I don't miss it. I actually think it's a very sad existence. My skin never glowed the way it does now when I was living that kind of life. You saw poor Ray J in here after just a week of running this streets with Bow Wow without his wife. He in here dehydrated as hell, okay? When I was living that kind of life, I was in a terrible mind state, all right? I don't want nothing to do with it. And furthermore, there's nothing better than hanging out with other couples, okay? It just feels and looks fly. Also, let the record show, most of my single friends are women, but most of my friends are women. But the ones who do have mates, yes, I love being out with them and their mate and my queen. I love it.
Now, I disagree with you to an extent.
Because you a DJ. Why.
No, not only that. Now, I can go out with my single friends if I'm with my wife. If it's just me, there's nothing to go out with. I don't want to be out with you. There's nothing to do. No.
And listen, I can never give a general answer for this because people can do whatever the hell they want. I'm just correct. Telling you about me.
About me.
That's I right. ain't going. They don't even invite me. I'm not even a good wingman no more. Wax will tell y'all. Wax tried to send me on a dummy mission a few years ago, tried to get me to run interference for him. He put me on that speakerphone. I straight up said, I don't want no parts of this. Okay? Black men don't cheat. All right? I am a faithful black male, and I will not even be an accessory to infidelity.
Now, that was a long time before Wax got engaged.
It was, that's
before
right.
he had his baby. So let's right. just clear that up. I don't want to get my brother right. Wax in trouble.
That's right. Salute the caller. That was a long That was a long time ago.
Yes, all right. Yes. So let's
I've been putting my jersey in the rafters. Matter of fact, I ain't even put my jersey in the rafters. I burnt my jersey. I don't deserve to have that jersey retired.
I ain't got no jersey. I don't know what you talking about.
I never played.
I don't want to play.
Republican senators got rid of all my history. Okay? I never played.
Nope. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Angela from Brooklyn.
What's up, Angela? Angela, you married?
I'm married for 15 years.
How many years?
15.
15. Congratulations, Queen.
Yeah, congratulations. Thanks. You be hanging out with your single friends?
I sure do.
Really? Where y'all
yes,
go?
I do. We go to like pool parties, clubs, bars, whatever.
Sounds to me like you're hella excited about Megan Thee Stallion's new song, Thot.
Yes, I am.
Give me your husband number right now.
No.
Do y'all have an understanding?
We trust each other.
So why do you feel the need? You just feel you just want to go out and live your whole wild out days?
Yeah, you want to stay home with your hubby? You want to relax with hubby?
We relax together.
You ain't even got a healthy phone. How you got a healthy relationship? You ain't even got a healthy phone.
Damn it, man. All right, let's go to another caller. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Rico.
Rico, what's up, brother? You married, Rico?
Yeah, I'm married.
You be hanging out with your single boys?
Yeah, so last week, my wife had to dig real deep. She let me go out for a cousin's trip. All my guy cousins, they were single. My girl cousins, some of them single. She had to dig real deep and let me go there.
And you know why I respect you? Because most brothers wouldn't say that, right? And you said something that's very particular to me, and I'm sure Charlamagne. You said your wife let you go out.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, let me tell you, we've been together since maybe 17, 18 years old. I'm 35 now. We got three kids, a beautiful family. And she left me one time and left me to Florida. We live in Florida now. We used to live in Illinois. She left me and came to Florida. You know what I mean? Like, because I was a dog. So, like,
you deserved it.
We live in that, for sure. We live in that, living that good life, living the dream. And she had to dig real deep to let me go out with the dog.
Yeah, it's not permission, but you got to get the okay.
And no, it is permission. You know what's interesting?
You got to get the okay.
What's interesting is how our wives talk to our inner child. Because there's been plenty of times people have said things to me, and I'd be like, man, my wife ain't letting me go to that.
You know what I mean?
Just like how back in the day, you'd be like, my mom ain't letting me go to that. My wife ain't letting me go to that.
My wife ain't letting me go to that.
Yeah, you might as well blow a blunt and go to sleep. Ain't nobody going out no more. That them days is over.
Over. My shoulder hurt right now. Just all this talking going out, my shoulder hurting.
800-585-1051. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Call me.
Get your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking a conversation we had with Bow Wow and Ray J yesterday. Let's play a snippet of it.
Yeah, I don't want to see you running around like a single man.
No,
man.
I don't partying want you all do. Week. I'm burnt out. Like, look, when I'm partying, I'm like this. I got the Raycons. I got the
That's what I'm here for.
And then look, yeah. When I'm done, I'm like this in the club, like this.
It's crazy to hear Ray say I'm wild, like.
Yeah, like I'm good. Like my jersey is on the board.
Mm-hmm. So how does your wife feel about you hanging with Mr. Moss? Because he's still out here.
My jersey in the rafters yet. My is still on my back.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. If you're married, are you allowed to hang out with your single friends? Do you hang out with your single friends? Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this? Hello?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, what, man?
Yeah, what's going on?
You acting like your woman listening to you right now.
Yeah.
She probably is. I believe so.
Now, talk to us about hanging out with your single friends. Are you allowed?
Are you allowed to?
No, I mean, honestly, yes, I am allowed. And I believe that you should be able to go out with your... I mean, I'm basically, I'm engaged, so... I believe it is possible to go do it. And I do it all the time, but the thing is... You gotta be honest with yourself and know when you're about to put yourself in a messed up predicament. Cause I do it all the time, and I honestly be like, you know what, I'm leaving. They're like, why? I'm like, cause I don't trust myself. I know I'm messed up and do something that I know I'm gonna regret, and I'm not gonna let temporary decision make temporary emotion make a permanent decision. So
there you go.
All right, so
there you go.
Thank you, brother. Let's go to another caller. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name, Mama?
Hi, this is Lanesia.
Hey, Lanesia, you married?
I am.
Are you allowed? Well, I'm not going to say you're allowed. Do you hang out with your single friends?
All the time.
Really? Where y'all go? To clubs and party?
We don't really do big clubs. We do, like, lounges, bars, dinner, stuff like that.
Okay. And you don't feel a way? You hanging out, they kicking it to guys, or guys kicking it to them, coming up to you, and you just sitting there twiddling your thumbs?
I don't twiddle my thumbs. I engage, I talk, I have a good time. It's about choices, you know? If you're... dedicated, if you're mature enough to make the right choices, there's nothing wrong with hanging out with your single friend.
Okay.
You know, by the way, another reason I don't have no business out with a bunch of single people is because when I am out, I be missing my wife. If I'm out and my wife not with me, I just be missing her. Like, you have a better chance of me coming to an event if she's with me, and a better chance of me staying longer if she's with me.
And I said the same thing I said that earlier. Yeah, I go out with my single friends, but usually my wife is with me. Because like you said, I'm bored. I ain't got nothing to do. So I love hanging out with my wife. Let's go to the club. Let's go watch the game. Let's go do those type of things. I enjoy it.
I also want to tell y'all something, man. This is a true story.
What's that?
I promised to God all my life. Mm-hmm. Last night I had a dream.
Me?
Man, shut up. Last night I had a dream. This is very true. This is how I know me and my wife are the same individual. I had a dream last night that I was about to cheat. I don't even know who the person was in the dream or any of that. And I felt guilty in the dream. So, you know how you be dreaming about something and you can feel the feeling? Mm-hmm. So I felt guilty in the dream and I stopped myself and I woke up, right? Bro, why my wife texted me this morning? I promise to God, my wife texted me this morning and said, I had a dream you did some dumb and woke up wanting to F you up. Mm. But good morning, though. So then I told her about my dream and she replied to me, you and your subconscious better simmer down.
Damn.
I just got... Well, what was his name, Charlamagne?
Man, shut up, man.
What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is you better simmer down. Okay? Simmer down. That's what the moral of the goddamn story is. Sit your old ass down. Be happy that you got you a queen, all right? And you got some kids at home that you can go home to. You ain't missing nothing in them streets. I don't care how much they scream about outside, outside. People that love to be outside are homeless. I'm telling you, they have no foundation. I promise you. All these people that be screaming they love to be outside are homeless with no foundation and no family to go home to or a home to go to.
What's wrong with you?
How you getting in trouble in your sleep, though?
I don't know, but you ain't got to tell me twice. Bet y'all won't dream no more.
All right. Well, back is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. You got a positive note for the people?
Yes, man. The positive note is simply this. Worry about loving yourself instead of loving the idea of other people loving you.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.